Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens, a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juice Fox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. And we are back with another week. We are still doing an interview series, but we are taking a small break from interviews to chat about the new season of Canada's Drag Race that just dropped. We want to talk about the girls. We want to see what they're doing. We want to see their looks.
It's
before
here.
We get into all that, how are you?
I'm so good. I feel like I'm parched since Banff, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
We're both like, raspy divas today. So I'm going to be taking lots of water breaks. But you know, girl bossing, always too close to the sun. But that's the spice of life. Banff actually happened. Last episode, we talked at the top of the episode about Semi-Qualified Queens live as if it did happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now we actually can talk about it. And I just want to say I'm so proud of you, Juice. I feel like we saleed in the Herschel shop.
And in the Herschel store, yes.
That was fun for us. We were, integrated marketing. It's perfect for us retail goddesses. Mm-hmm. And your mix, I feel like it was the hit of the weekend.
Yes. We did a super, super fun mix that we are going to be trying to do much more often because it's so fun and very different for both of us. It's spoken word and music, which is very like New York of us, which is not, I don't think that's something usually that at least Canadian girls do a ton of.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, we got the nicest message from a fellow. Literally, that's so funny you just said that because we had Brett message me. Let me read his message. I was reflecting on that Chicago/movie reference mega mix, as people discussed in Banff Pride this weekend. It's one of the most entertaining mixes I've seen up north.
Hey.
It's like the New York girlies, how they love their mixes. And not many know how to do that. Snap, snaps. So slay. That's so funny you mentioned
that. I'm very
Thank
proud
you,
of
Brett.
That. So if you want to see that one, keep a lookout. And me and Cynthia kiss it together and we'll try to pull that out. But Banff was so fun. It was maybe the busiest weekend I've had in months. Me and you were very team too much, but we got a lot done and I'm very happy for it, but
give them a little sprinkle. Give them a little sprinkle. What were we doing?
Can we say it?
We had a photo shoot, SQ Cuties. We just
decided we had a photo shoot.
We were doing a little photo shoot up in Banff and we worked very, very hard, worked double time and I'm proud of us. Cause I think
it was that on top of like shows. So super fun, super busy. Banff is beautiful. I definitely want to go back just to see it. I think with me and Mr. Box, cause it was gorgeous. And big shout out to Jeffrey at Banff Pride for absolutely just bending over backwards to help us finish our things. Like just the best person in the world. We should
the entire weekend.
Nice.
We were just the two girls who needed a room for a photo shoot. And the whole weekend, they're like, oh, God, we got to find these girls a room. But they didn't.
I know. And they didn't
Thank
have
you,
to.
River.
Is what killed me is that they didn't have to. Yeah, shout out to River, who let us use their place to be able to do this shoot. Like, they didn't have to, and they did, which was just so kind, you know? So
kindness. It's not
kindness.
Dead.
It's not dead, especially in Banff, Alberta, even though it is Calgary.
I know. We did have a couple pushbacks, a couple haters while we were handing out flyers on the street. But
we were handing out flyers for the show and we had a few people. My favorite thing is that like Cynthia, when handing out flyers for a show, just
my forced extrovert comes out,
but just like handing them out fast and loose, like just going to some people who would not be the people who would come to the show.
Never.
Being like, you got plans tonight? And they're like, yes. Right. Fire. I was like,
Do you know how I see it? Pasta to the wall, just like throwing
tossing
a flyer,
it, yeah.
Tossing it. And it's like, maybe there's the girlfriend who's like, babe, that sounds fun. You said it's my night to pick and you never know.
You know what? I want to see those two drag queens who are dressed up like little girls.
Like
I want to see them.
Girls. Juice walked into my hotel room and we were both wearing these Empire waist baby doll dresses. And I was like, how long do you think we're going to do this for? Like, how old is too old for this?
I think it's because we looked like children.
I think it's because we
looked like children. I thought we looked great. I saw videos and we looked great together. But I feel like the look could have been a bit more adult. Like we could have probably
toddlers and tiara coated.
Yeah, and especially we both had like cutesy. You had pigtails. I had like ringlets with a headband. It was a little. I was like, okay, we could upgrade the look like a touch. Like maybe five
the pigtails.
Years.
Pigtails.
Yeah.
The pigtails.
We could do like my super sweet 16, maybe like show like a shoulder. I don't know. But it was super cute. Had so much fun. Is there anything else that you're up? This photo shoot is just insane.
All grown up.
Yeah. All grown up in a slutty little dress. But
enough about us. We're old. We're day old bread. We're seasons 1 and 2, bitch. We've got a new season of Canada's Drag Race here. How does it feel, Juice?
Honestly, first time I've been really excited for a season in a while.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I feel like someone said this weekend that this was the longest break we've ever had between seasons, and it's made me starving for some Canadian queens.
It's made me really excited, and it's also like you and I have a lot of horses in this race. Like, you and I have a lot of friends here. So I feel like, speaking of horse face, but do we have a horse noise?
Do we
we don't, but we have, I feel like, I don't know. And just everything about it is like, season 3 was kind of, I just wasn't as excited for season 3, if we're going to be honest.
I will say on the record, it gave us Miss Fiercelicious, and I feel like
it was
like the dawn of that, and that was amazing. And I love Irma, I love Viv, but something about this season, it's so fresh. And you're right, horses in the game. We know so many of the queens. This is just so exciting.
Yeah, and it's just like, and if I feel like the cast, we were talking to Danielle, one of the casting people for Canada's Drag Race earlier today, and we were just catching up and stuff, and she sort of said something about how each cast has their own it thing, and that makes sense. And this cast really does have like a kind of sense to it. Like, everybody has their spot and everybody makes sense in this one. Like, there's nobody that kind of sticks out, like, why are they there?
It kind of reminds me of like season 1 again, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the way they cast your season and then this one, it just feels like a really fun balance of like strong individuals. And you want to get to know each one of them. Like, when season 1 came out, it was like, oh, I'm hooked. And maybe it's because it's been a minute plus a really great crew. I don't know. I also love how both Venus and the Girlfriend Experience are wearing no clothes.
Nothing.
No clothes. I'm like, it's the dawn of like,
how do we critique nothing?
How do you? So we'll get to it. We'll dive in. But it's like, so it's,
I love
really
this cloth.
I love this sarong.
I love this sweet sarong, but not on your body. It's on your arm. So it's a great group of girls. I'm so excited. Brooklyn, I will say, I have a bone to pick. It has been 2 days now. We are at 2 days since, and I don't have a picture of Brooklyn, and I don't have a picture of the judges. Like, where's Bradley? What's happening?
They space it out.
It'll come.
Okay, so however much we're out, they're gonna put it in between. So like, it'll give you like an appetizer to wet your palate, and then we'll dive in. I remember when they did our release, the judges came just like a week later. So you will see stuff from Brooke. We are drinking in the girlies, Juice. It's about the new girls.
I know, but you know how excited I get over Brooklyn's looks.
You know Brooklyn's coming. You know she'll be there.
I know. I'm just such a Brooklyn fan. Like, I'm just obsessed.
That's why she did a photo dump of all those shots of the last season quickly, because she's like, here's some content of me, because I've been probably told to wait. So we'll see it soon.
Oh, was that all last season?
Yeah, that was last year. She looked beautiful in every single shot. I was like, it's
insane.
This should be in Harper's Bazaar. Like, it was just,
it's insane.
Editorial. Like, so fun.
I know. I wonder if she knows how much we like her.
Oh, we should show her this little clip.
Aww, that would make her feel good.
She was going to be like, I don't care.
She'd be like, shut up.
Shut up. Okay, should we dive into our fresh crop of season 4 Canada's Drag Race?
Let's dive in. Our very first queen that we got to meet this year was Amy Yonce. Amy Yonce is from Ottawa, Ontario. Her outfit is by Danielle Mingiola. I hope I'm saying that right. With Funeral Face Nails. And I will say, shout out to Funeral Face Nails. I would say 80% of the girls have Funeral Face Nails on this time.
Work.
Like, really outfitted the girls with the nails this year. And if you're ever looking for like good quality, very cool nails. Funeral Face Nails is the way to go. Like, she just really, really knocks it out of the park every time.
Where is she from?
I think it's Ontario. I think she's from Ontario.
Cool.
Yeah, the nails that I wore on Battle of the Generations this past week were Funeral Face. They were these super, super long purple with like diamonds hanging from them. They were gorgeous.
Wait. You're on national television, and we have yet to talk about it on the podcast.
I'm sorry.
We have not talked about it.
No, we didn't talk about it. I'm sorry.
Why didn't you bring it up? I forgot.
I'm sorry. I know you forgot.
Plug yourself.
I know. I was on... Okay, so before we jump into Amy Yonce, I was in a show called Battle of the Generations. It is between Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, and Boomers. I was obviously representing Gen Z because I'm so young. I was representing the Millennials. I dressed as Cher Horowitz from Clueless, a millennial legend. And I just, it's just like a cute, it's really lighthearted. It's just like a fun little competition show. It's like Jeopardy, but with hosted by Lily Singh, you know, who was very nice, by the way.
You came off great. All the clips I've
Thank
seen,
you.
Very flirty, very funny, maybe not like the smartest, but like,
oh,
the
dumb
most
like
memorable.
A brick.
The most yeah. memorable. I loved it.
What did I call myself after I left the stage? They said, oh, Juice, how do you feel? And I said, I think I was a lovely personality hire.
Not wrong.
Not wrong. Not wrong at all. Just a lovely personality.
So check Juice out. Can they stream it online? Can they stream
it? You can stream it at ctv.ca and it will be on Crave soon.
Oh my God. I cannot watch. I cannot wait. I'm going to watch it after this.
Thank you.
You look like such a cutie. Okay.
Thank you. With that,
I wanted to make
Canadian
sure you got
lighting.
Your moment. The SQ cuties need
oh,
to know.
Oh, yeah, because I don't get enough moments. But Amy Yonce from Ottawa, Ontario. So she says that she, or I don't know if she says, but I know that Crave commented on her thing saying she was the Beyonce of Canada.
Ooh.
I know. Kendall Jenner shows up at her door ready to fight.
The Kennaissance. That's not good for Kennaissance branding.
That's not good for the Kennaissance tour that just released. Tickets available now, coming to a city near you.
Ding. Let's dive into this look.
What do you think?
Okay. This is my one critique.
Mm.
The headpiece, how it's shorter at the very top. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the
how
petals.
how it's longer than it is tall?
Yes.
See,
I wish it had like a more of like a 360, like spring, like bringing out the light, bringing in the face. It just seems clipped for some reason. That was my one gut.
I think for me, I like that it looks clipped. It almost looks like, do you know when you see like a lens flare and how it's a little shine on top and a very long shine on the side?
Oh, I see your vision. I see that.
See, it almost for me feels like a lens flare, like how she tried to really elongate those like wings coming off
like
of her head. Kind of, you know, so that's the energy I got. My critique, because I do really enjoy the outfit and how busy it is. At first I thought it was a little too busy, but now that I really look at it, I do enjoy it. And I love the gold leafing on the body. My only critique is the panty.
Too simple.
It's not even that it's too simple. It's that it's the wrong color. I feel like if it was the same gold on the rest of the body and it wasn't that just like, it kind of, I hate to say this, but that cheap spandex, it wouldn't jump out at me. You know, if it was that gold, that deep, deep, like shiny lame gold, I feel like it would blend right in with the outfit and I wouldn't even notice it.
I'm not the kind of girl that say it looked cheap, but if I was the kind of girl that would say it looked cheap, it would be this look saying that the panties look cheap.
You're so rude. It's just that one thing, you know, I just wish that the panty was just a different color, but the boot is cool. I love the staff. Nails look great. Face
you know
is beautiful.
The one thing I feel bad about?
What?
I'll get to her, but I feel like Kiki Coase did something very similar to this energy, and I feel like she outdid her.
So actually, if we could quickly chat about it, we will get to it. But I was on my Twitch channel, and we were chatting about the looks just really, really vaguely. You weren't a Pokemon or like a Digimon fan, right?
Only very fair weather, like okay. I know the concepts, but I don't know like individual characters.
So four of these looks give very like Pokemon Digimon evolution, where they look like they're all within the same family, but that they're evolving on each other, right? It's like one is the first, one is the second, one is the third. Oh my God, Melinda! And one's like the mega evolution. Like, you know, it's all just like,
okay, we'll take us through that journey, that vision on the episode. Okay?
I will. So I would say Amy Yonsei is like the middle, you know? Okay, like okay. She's not the baby version, but she's the one right up from it.
You've trained her a little bit. She's
one. You trained her. Yeah, she's kind of in the middle ground. Like she's about to evolve. Like that's the look is kind of giving, because they look like they're all in the same family. They're very similar, but they're very different. So, but that Amy Yonsei, are you excited for Amy? She seems fun.
Very excited. So confident, such an inspiration, her story and her Meet the Queens. I was like, I just want to get to know this girl. Mm-hmm. So darn bad. I'm so excited.
Do you know what she gives me the energy is? You know that girl that you're excited to have in the dressing room?
Totally. Totally. Yeah. Can you zip me up? But can you make me laugh?
Yeah. Could you make me laugh? I feel like she's really fun to be around, you know? So I'm excited for her.
Slay. We love you, Amy.
Love you, Amy. Next up, we have
Aurora Matrix hailing from Toronto, Ontario. The outfit is by Michael DeFrisio.
DeFrisio.
Thank you, love. Chris mm-hmm. Lotz did the wings. And then again, funeral fun face nails. And then Perla and Alan Moe did the hair. And then Ruby Fox did the gloves as jewelry. Aurora is saying she's a triple threat, a theater kid, and extremely confident. I thought she was very well-spoken.
She's very well-spoken. I've known Aurora for a long time. Like, I've known Aurora since she started doing drag. She's a great kid. Really one of those people who, like, started drag and was an immediate professional. Mm-hmm. Like, didn't come to do it just for partying, came to do it as, like, a medium of a career mm-hmm. and just put her whole pussy into it. Like, she never had an... Full puss. Never. Do you know the girls who never have an ugly face?
Yeah. Well, look at that material.
Oh my God. This bitch walked out looking stunning and then a year later had her makeup perfected. It was crazy.
And she's a good dancer. It's wild.
She's a great dancer. Yeah. And I went to school. And went to school for like musical theater. So like can sing, can dance, everything, you know? So she's got a lot backing her in the competition, which is great. And I also remember when Drag Race got announced, it's like something like snapped in her head. And it was like, I'm going to be on that show. Because she's made for it. She's made for the show. Like, you know, she's definitely a girl where it's just like, she was already working before they announced it. But once they announced it, it was one of those things where it was like the perfect conduit for her to get into that next step in her career. Because she's the perfect kind of queen for it. She sings, dances, acts, and is beautiful. And has an eye for fashion. Like, why wouldn't she be on the show, you know?
I love when you say conduit.
Conduit. Is that, have I said conduit before?
I don't know. I feel like it jumped out. I was like, ooh, good vocab.
It's a good word. Conduit. It's a good word.
What do you think of her look?
So Michael DeFrisio is a good friend of mine, has designed a lot of looks for me and a lot of my looks for season one that did not get aired. But all the other ones that did get aired were Michael. I will say I do like it. I like it a lot. It's beautiful. I do think there's something about the hair that I wish was darker.
Okay, to like frame her face maybe?
Because she has such a dark lip and she's so vampy with the fangs that I almost wish the hair was darker. Or I wish the lip was lighter. That's my only thing.
Do you know what it might be? You know how there's so much gold feather and then almost gold blonde hair? I want to open up her like décolletage and have a bit more of like collarbone as a moment. And then maybe that would be the breathing room where it's like you get to take her face in a bit more. But I think overall, I love it. I think it's cool.
It's gorgeous.
But is it just a little tight around the money shot there for you?
I think the money shot is meant to be the biblically accurate angel kind of thing. You know, so I think it has to be very busy around the top just for her vision. She actually texted me because she saw that I was talking about her makeup and why she was wearing fangs. And she said she was inspired by Valkyries, and Valkyries have fangs.
When you do that to your teeth, can you shut your mouth or will they like fall off?
It depends what kind you get. I think hers are individually placed ones. So if they're individually placed, depending on your bite, like say if you have like an underbite, it would be hard. But if you have like a normal bite or a slight overbite, you'd be fine because they would sit in front of your bottom teeth.
I've never done them.
Fangs?
Perfect for Halloween.
Ookie spooky kiss. Cynthia ookie spooky. Ookie spooky, putting the red, putting that black lipstick on. Ookie spooky. Oh my god.
No, I'm going to try a bald cap this year. Pray for me.
Yes, you told me. Did you find somebody to help you with that?
Not yet.
Okay, if not, I can give you a crash course. I'm very good at bald caps.
Maybe we'll do it for the Patreon listeners.
We'll do a FaceTime of me showing you how to put a bald cap on. You're like, now what?
Cheers, that yeah. didn't work.
But overall, love it. Really excited for Aurora. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a good season for her.
Oh my God, 100%. She's just like made for it. She came in with like her sound bites, but then kept it real. Like, and that's just her talking. Wait till she dances, people. Like, I mean, that would mean she's in the bottom, but like, she's not going home. Like, she should be confident. She was confident about that for the right reason. Get ready, folks.
I also will give myself a special shout out. I am one of the first people to teach her how to keep her wig on. So if her wig never flies off, that was all me.
If it does, I'll
like, and her wig flies off and you're like, wow, juice. She didn't learn.
Shit.
Wow, juice. All right, moving on. We are going to denim. Burn the bodysuits. I forget what the rest was. Denim?
Wear denim.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who's from PEI, but lives in Montreal?
Yes. And I didn't know that. That's so fun. I thought they were born and raised in Montreal. That's so fun.
They give that energy. I didn't realize that they were from PEI.
Sometimes you move to a different place. See, people, if you're ever questioning a move, sometimes it's good for the soul. You know, just because
cleanses it.
Where you're born doesn't mean that's where you stay. Look at this example.
No. If anything, I think it's good to move. Like, it's bad to be stagnant. You should see the world.
Really fun energy. Very authentic. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see what Denim does this season. Obviously, they're in the family with Pythia. The house of Pythia. Yes. The family of Pythia. How do we remember their, like, family structure? How they are maternally connected?
Well, it's Pythia. Pythia is the drag parent. And okay, also the designer of this outfit. Pythia had created this outfit. And Purple Lux had made the nails. So that's, like, a very huge thing. Is, like, would it be mother? Is Pythia...
I guess so. I think so. I'm gonna text her. I'll ask. I'll find out for next week. This is such a fun look. Like,
I love it.
And I ran into Pythia in the summer and we were talking about Denim's package. And Pythia looked at me and she was like, Denim is the only person I would ever do this for. Bitch, you better get ready. Like, Pythia turned it out on a level that Pythia would only bring because she's just such a talented costume designer. I cannot wait. I feel like this is a resurgence of Pythia through clothing. It's going to be really exciting.
And Denim actually has, like, Denim's sense of style is very reminiscent of, like, Willow Pill's comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, I've like very kind of like popular girl in the 90s, like 90s e-girl kind of vibe, you know, like Tiger Beat. Like, that's what a lot of the stuff I've seen from them, which I really enjoy and I think is really hot and funny and campy. And to see something like this, like this a little more artsy, it still gives me that sort of like Willow Pill reminiscent feel, but just like with that denim flair. A denim flair. Work. Denim flair. I'm very happy I did that.
But I love this look. I think the clouds, the way they just like punctuate her elbow, their elbows, their knees with the velvet. It's just mwah.
The love two it. Different lengths of the cloud on the boot. There's nothing wrong with this. There's everything about
rainbow
it.
Rainbow fully stoned. So it picked up all the light. It was good.
First trans man in Canada too, which is very cool.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I almost got nervous about pronouns. But when Denim is in drag, is it?
She, her.
Okay. Slay. Yeah.
She, her. She, her in drag. He, him out of drag.
Educating the cuties.
Educating the cuties. If I'm getting it wrong, SQ cuties, let me know. But that's to my understanding. And autistic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, I took a glass of water.
That's okay.
Yes. No, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's cool to be that honest about. And I don't know if I've watched a show before with like a contestant. I guess there was a show on Netflix about like the whole cast had autism, but I think this is cool to make it just like open and transparent.
I think it's nice to be like, I'm autistic and it's like my superpower and it's great and it makes it hard sometimes, but you know, I'm cool with it. Instead of like, I have autism and things are hard, you know, it's just like, this is just a part of me. They didn't make it a sob story, which that could fall into really easily, which is cool. Yeah. So I'm really excited for Denim.
Really excited for Denim. Cannot wait.
So cute. So cute.
Up next, we have the talented Kiki Ko from Ottawa. A seamstress, formerly on Call Me Mother. So why not a new reality TV show?
Yes.
Three Asian queens this season. It's so fun. We've got Kiki Ko from the Philippines. I actually own a creation by Kiki Ko that I wore this weekend. It was that green and black ostrich.
Oh, I get that energy from that.
I love that piece. I ordered that earlier last year. She is so talented. She dresses all the girlies and it's opulent. When she did Isis's looks for Versus, it's just like dripping in rhinestones. She always looks so put together. And can we talk about this look today? I feel like she's the most ornate, detailed, decorated, sparkly, interesting, complicated time work, craftsmanship combined. So cool. I love this look. For some reason, I can stop looking.
She is the second most viewed reel on Instagram, next to the Girlfriend Experience. So remember what you were saying about Pokemon Evolutions?
Oh, yes.
So if Amy Yonsei is the middle, then I would say Kiki is the like next form. And then I would say like Aurora is like the champion form, you know, like, it's different and it's not as ornate, but it's very like soft and sexy, you know?
I would swap those two. I think Kiki's like the ultimate. Like, she's just
could swap either way. She's so ornate, so it could be like, but it's just they're both gold, so that's why I went for gold Kiki after.
If you meet the queens, when her head would move, all of this stuff would like sparkle in a different way. I was mesmerized.
What killed me about her Meet the Queens actually was that was insane, was that I didn't realize those staffs behind her actually lit up.
Yeah.
Like, she is not only sparkling, she has her own lighting rig.
It's wild.
It's insane the work that went into this. And if this is just the fucking promo outfit. Not being judged, babe. This is just promo. Yeah. Like, what the fuck are we gonna get for entrance? What are we gonna get for the first runway? Like, what the fuck?
So I cannot wait. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's gonna be good.
And I feel like she's going to be fun. I feel like she'll give you like a fun TV.
And who cares? Even if she's not, when she's going to be wearing,
she
really
can just
great
stand
clothes.
There.
You can just fucking stand there. The stuff's interesting. It's wild. It's so much to look at.
It's so much to look
at. Let the clothes do the talking.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, we have Kit and Caboodle. Uh-huh. She was her Meet the Queens guilty. From Toronto. She made her own outfit, is what I'm gathering, because she is a seamstress and there is no outfit credit. So I'm guessing that she had made the outfit. So here's my thing. She said she's 57. I think she's the oldest person. I don't think she's the oldest person in the franchise because I think Charlie Hides is older than her. But at the time, I don't think Charlie Hides was 57. So I think she's the oldest queen to compete, I think. I can't confirm that. I'd have to do a little bit more research. But she's 57, so she is one of the older queens. She's the oldest queen out of this cast, at least, which is great. Like, and she doesn't look 57 at all. Like, she looks very young, which is great. So, like, go off, Diva. She's a seamstress, very old Hollywood, gives big auntie vibes, like big, big auntie vibes. And I will say something about Kitten that I know. Kitten has made a bunch of my costumes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kitten has made some costumes for me. Kitten's a pretty popular costume. My fringe ones, my like fringe dance costumes.
Slay.
That's like a Kitten special. Like, she'll whip those out like for a few $100 like super easily. But she'll bring you into her costume closet, which is gigantic. And it is all pink, all baby pink. And every hair she has is the exact same color of pink. Baby pink.
Oh, so this is her. This is like, this is her in a palette.
It is. Her palette is baby pink. This baby pink she has on her head, that is her palette. I have never seen her differentiate from that. It is that in every single piece of her outfit is that color, pink.
You know, it's so funny. When I watched this, Meet the Queens, I was like, oh, I can't wait to see her wear different colors.
Oh, nope. Nope. Spoiler. Not gonna happen.
That's not gonna happen.
I can't see. I mean, it might happen. I was not there. I did not see her package. But from what I know of Kitten, this hair is pink. It's just different iterations of this pink. Maybe she switched it up, you know, which would be great.
I would hope for the show, maybe she does add some variety, because I think that's just in their benefit. It just will move their drag forward. You can wear pink. Mm-hmm. After that, you know, but cool. Good to know. I kind of think their voice is so captivating. It's kind of like sultry. I want to hear her like read a book or something.
Kitten's a talker. It's one of those things where like when you go over to Kitten's place to get your costume, you're not there for 2 minutes. You're there for like 20 to an hour.
Got it.
Because she wants to tell you stories, but you don't care because she does have that voice where it's like a storyteller's voice where you're like, tell me the story, Diva. Let's chat, you know?
Let's chat,
which it's nice, you know? She's very much one of those like, do you know when you go get your hip pads done and you like sit mm-hmm. and you kiki and you gossip? It's kind of like that energy when you get to go to Kitten's.
That's super cute.
But diving into the outfit, speaking of getting outfits, diving into the outfit. I love the corset. I like the corset. I don't love it. I like the corset. The bra is cute. What you may not notice is that it's actually not tights, I don't think. I think it's a full nude catsuit under there because her tattoos are completely covered. Oh. And her legs, if you look at the legs, there's bending at the knee with the fabric. So I feel like it's a full nude catsuit to cover up her tattoos because she's a daddy under there, hairy chest and everything. So why not just cover it up with, you know, thick spandex? But what I will say, what I just do not love, and I have to say it, is I fucking hate those wings.
They're too flat for you?
They're two pieces of gold gilded cardboard with randomly placed chicken feathers.
No, I think it's more thought through than that. I think there's.
I mean, they could be strategically placed turkey or chicken feathers, but they're not. Like, why aren't they marabou? Why aren't they ostrich? And
ostrich, if you're going to use, would have been fabulous. That would
like
have been...
or like a pink ostrich at the top, and then you have those
that
kind
little
of
bit
like...
of movement would have given it extra flight. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and then like, and then I don't want to see the gold underneath. I just want to see all feather. Then I wouldn't have cared.
Do you know what
would you do? What would you do?
I would take off that iridescent fabric that stops us from seeing the bottom of the wings, because I bet you from there, the wings actually look a little more feathery and fabulous. But instead, the shitty fabric is in the way. So I would just
see
those.
I think they're there to cover. No, you're fine. I think they're there to cover up how blunt the wing ends. It feels like the wing just ends in a point, and I feel like those are there to kind of make the wings look like they're a little bit more flowy at the bottom.
Kitten, show us the behind. We may never know.
I want to turn around. So turn around. Yeah, it's just not. And I will say something that I'm really struggling with in this.
Okay.
You know my feeling on crowns. And everybody is wearing a crown. Everybody is wearing a crown, and I am going through it.
That actually gets me really excited for this season, because that just means it's going to be ratchet.
Everybody has crowns. There's crowns all around, and
crown
it's like
bad luck. Whenever anything bad goes wrong, we'll be like, shouldn't have worn the crown.
You know how I feel about crowns. All right.
Next up
it's you.
Another crown supporter. Because this, would you still consider this a crown on Luna Dubois?
I would. I would consider this a crown.
Okay, so she is also part of the Cursed Crown Club. Got it.
You know how I feel? I feel like I don't love a crown.
I do. It's making me nervous, but I love Luna. I have known of Luna for years, but this was the first time I really got to hear her speak. And she's so
eloquent,
and she kind of gives me Naomi Campbell energy when she speaks. I just finished the Apple series with the supermodels, and I'm like, this is the same. I'm so excited. Literally so beautiful. Her outfit is by Desai, designed by Eve 6000, hair by Ian Russell. And then again with funeral face nails.
Slang. Yes, definitely. And Luna is the first. I read today on Twitter. I know she said she's from Nigeria, but I read today on Twitter that she's the first Nigerian queen, which if I am wrong, please let me know. But which is very cool, you know, to have to kind of be representing something like that. Luna has maybe the best voice I've ever heard in my life.
I'm obsessed.
It sounds like money. Like, I feel like Luna's on the wrong show, where I feel like she should be on Real Housewives.
Yes! I know exactly what you mean.
I don't know why she's here.
I actually was like, oh, this feels like different. I feel like you're right.
She's not here to get a crown. She's here to judge us and then go get cocktails and then shop on Rodeo and then go on a fabulous ski trip. Like, that's what Luna's there for.
It feels like the celebrity judge of the week. Just being very.
Like, she has this air about her. And I will say, I've known Luna since she began drag. I've known Luna for a very, very long time. Humble beginnings, when Luna first started coming out. She definitely didn't have an ugly face. Luna was always very beautiful because she's very beautiful out of drag. But Luna really found this like niche in Toronto that no one else could touch. She always had this like, she has this very subtle way of performing. And when I first saw her, it was something that I had to warm up to, because at first I was just like, she doesn't do much. Like, I don't know how much I enjoy this. But when you really watch Luna, especially now that she's really refined it, it's very like, it's money. Like, it's subtle. It's sexy. She gives you beats when you need it. But in the other parts, it's very much like you just watch how stunning she is. It's like that kind of performer, right? She just looks hot. And she has like, she breaks it down and she can dance. She has those moments. But there's this one video. It's great. It's at El Convento Rico's, which is the Latin bar in Toronto. It's very much a straight bar. It used to be a gay bar. Now it's very much taken over by straight people. And this guy comes out with money and he's dancing in front of her so she like can dance for the tip. Luna's just doing her like sexy walk, looks at him, does a full walk around while still lip sync and just pretends like he doesn't even exist. It's so cunty and sexy. And this guy just like and walks away because he interrupted her catwalk. He interrupted her moment. Not today.
Not tomorrow.
Fabulous.
Let's dive into this look. The design. Yes. Holy shit. Eve.
Sexy.
You got a trick up your sleeve. It's so good. The nude illusion is fabulous. The way it's wrapping around. The nude illusion is like, it turns into some sort of like satin under with the skirt. The lace up. Little strappy gold sandals all the way up the leg with the gold body paint. It's good.
Mine's that gladiator leg just all the way up and not a tight in sight. Like, she just has that gold leafing down her arm and all down her leg with those thighs.
It's the necklace for me. Her just really taking the stake as far as being like a Nigerian queen. I think it looks so fucking good. Like, it's just, she's the one.
Or the purple and gold in it. Like how it has that, the purple sheens in a gold.
Beautiful.
And how it really is just a wrap dress, you know? It's a very simple design, but there's so much detail in it.
This is
that's
very
just
hard
so
to
beautiful.
Do. To construct it? This is very, very hard to do. The idea to make it look like it's just twisting fabric is actually very challenging to do. And the way this is photographed, it looks really well constructed. So absolutely shout out again. Who constructed it?
I think. Wow. I think
really,
it was
really
Desai.
Good. No, incredible.
Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
Fit her perfectly.
Yeah. Beautiful. Big fan of Miss Luna Dubois. Very excited for what she's going to do this season. All right, next up, we have Melinda Verga. She is our first queen from Edmonton, Alberta. There's no nail or outfit cred, so I'm not really sure who did it, but maybe she made it herself.
She might have. I know she sews.
She might have. Yeah, I was going to say, most people who don't cred, they usually have made it themselves, so I'm just going to guess she made it herself. I have worked with Melinda a few times, so have you. We've both gotten the chance to work with her. She is quite the dancer. It's like very cheerleader. Like, she's got all the tricks.
Totally.
Like, yeah, there's no just like two-stepping with Melinda. It is going to be a full show every single time. And she sings too. I know that she was singing at one of the brunches that we unfortunately missed, but I heard she's got quite the pipes on her. And she's very just kind of unapologetically herself, you know, which is really cool.
I like her confidence. Like, I think at first I was like, okay, I don't know if, like, I'm going to be up front. I don't know if I was obsessed with the look. So sometimes when that's the case, you have to, like, warm up to the girl for a second. But through her Meet the Queens, I was like, you're confident. You know yourself. And I can't wait to see what she, like, brings forward, because she does have quite the repertoire of kind of tricks up her sleeve, to bring back the Eve 6000 reference.
You love that one. I'm trapped. I will say, I don't love it.
don't
love it. No offense. It's just not my favorite. It's, and I will say, maybe it's just because we saw things like Kiki and Amy, who have a very similar outfit, and right. It kind of looks like a very pared down version.
So this is your Digimon Pokemon evolution. The first analogy.
One. This is the baby. First one. This crawling. Is the baby one, you know, because it feels like it has the aspects of all the others, but just very simple version. Also, I will say that gold, we're seeing that gold mystique again. And for me, it's really hard to make that, especially in a photo, to make that look expensive, you know?
Yes. And we do have a little bit of rippling happening down the plunging V that I think doesn't help.
Does not help. No, doesn't help. It does not help. And while the pose is very cool, I think they might have done her a little dirty with it.
No, I like it. She's like, hey.
I know, but then it's giving us that ripple. It's giving us the awkward kind of body things. It's even giving us you can kind of see the stretching in the crotch. So I think it might be the photo they chose, but that thing. I don't. Yes.
I would have added a little bit of hair. And then I would have been maybe more like good to go. I don't know if this was the time to wear like
flat
beaded hair. Like, that's for like a beauty shot. This is so far away that I just want that big ass hair. I think I would have liked it more. Maybe with like a pony.
What if it was like a high ponytail? Yes.
Because I was going to clip that.
I was going to clip that. See, I was going to disagree. I was going to say I kind of like the flat. But then you said, we thought ponytail, and I threw that idea out the window.
I think that would have spiced it up a bit. I think that would have spiced it up.
A nice high pony, like almost like how Suki does hers, like those long, yes. Those big ponytails. But yeah, overall, I mean, she is very fun, but it's just not my favorite outfit. And I think that's okay.
Up next, we have a favorite. I'm so excited for Neera Enough. Neera Enough is like a girly we've known for quite a few years. I feel like she's totally part of like the girly pop crew, like you, Lemon, like hearing her in her interview. I want to give you some of the stats. Okay, so the outfit is by Sean Melmas, so talented. Hair Abia from Calgary originally, so that's how they know each other, but she lives in Vancouver now. Indigo nails, a crown, eep. I know Juice doesn't love that, but it's by Mother Not Enough. And yes. She is from the family of the Nuffs. And I'm so excited for the Nuffs to get representation on TV.
Shout out to Not Enough, Fair Enough, Tan Enough, and Near Enough, the Nuff families.
The Nuffs.
The Nuffs.
I'm so excited.
Buff Enough. Buff
Enough. It's endless. It's so good. It's so good.
Never enough, never, never.
Literally so stunning. This is the Calgary representation that they deserve and need. She's funny, but she gives a great performance. I feel like her and Aurora are going to be like neck and neck for their stats, if you will.
Yes.
Yes. This is similar. She was well-spoken. I think she's funny. I'm actually excited for her social media presence. I feel like already I just realized I wasn't following her on TikTok. And then I'm like, wait, she's going to be good at this. She's young.
Can
bitch.
I?
She's
can
young.
Can I say something?
She has youth. We're almost 10 years older.
I know. So I love Neera. I love Neera. But anytime I catch Neera making a TikTok, it's so boomery.
You think it's boomery?
Like, she loves a filter and she loves a boomerang. Like anytime she does them, I'm just like, Neera, you are like in your early 20s. What are you doing?
Wait, what if that's like nostalgic for her? She's like, oh,
yeah, maybe it's that.
I remember when my parents used boomerangs, so I'm going to back.
I'm going to throw cameras. Myself. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's her just like being like, I loved when my grandma would do this. But I love her. Like, I am such a Neera fan. It's insane. I've gotten to work with her quite a bit. And she's just, like, she's so talented, but also just, like, cool. Like, fun to hang out with. She's just one of the girlies.
Yes.
Like, she's just, like, a cutie little babe. Like, I love her. And for her, like, she's got a little bit of things in her face. A syringe or two.
Oh, I see how you're wording it. Yes. Yes, she has. She's done the Botox. She's done some filler.
She's got a little bit of filler. And whoever her doctor is needs to get their dick sucked, because whatever they did in this photo makes her just look pussy. Oh, my God. She looks so good. So
I would say she might have the strongest shot of the bunch.
Strongest shot, best interview. 100%.
Totally. Totally.
Best interview. Knocked it out of the water. My favorite line was, she's a bitch. She's entitled. She's spoiled. She's pretty.
So good.
Like, it was just, like, she's pretty as if it's this awful, horrible thing. She's pretty. And? She's great. She's funny. And she made herself. And what was smart about her interview is that she set herself up as fun, a little dumb, but doesn't take herself seriously and will cause trouble.
Yes.
Which is smart, because she's just like, you're going to want to watch me because I'm going to poke the bear, you know, you know, and I'm going to be pretty to look at. Look at how good I look. She really set herself up for success in the promo. So like, I'm obsessed. Yeah.
Speaking of setting herself up, looking good, what do we think of the outfit?
Oh, we didn't even talk about the outfit. Sorry. I've just been gushing. Love it. Big fan. Something I would wear something like this. Like, I love it.
Yeah. No, it's fabulous. Fabulous.
Yeah. Crown's great, even though, you know, I feel about crowns. It's not that I hate crowns. It's just that they are bad luck in competitions. I love a crown, but it's bad luck.
She's also part of the crowned curse.
Club. The crown curse. The crown curse
crown
club.
Curse club.
Crown cursed. But she looks great. Everything about it. There's nothing wrong. She looks incredible. Do you agree?
I do. I great. Really, really do.
I was like, there was a long
gonna,
pause.
I thought you were going to introduce another girl. And then I thought you were
really I am. All right. So next up, we have CC Superstar. They are from Montreal. Their entire outfit is by, bear with me while I say this, Lakwachimoto. I want to make sure I said that right. They're a party girl. They're a sexy clown. They're kind of giving me, I hate doing this. I know I already did it with denim and I'm sorry, I'm doing it again. They're giving me very Jimbo vibes, like very like sexy clown, big breasts. And even the makeup is very reminiscent of Jimbo's makeup. And now I might regret saying that, because they are already fighting with fans on Twitter and have dubbed themselves the Azalea Banks of drag. Already on Twitter.
How is that a euphemism, or like what is how?
But do you know who Azalea Banks is?
I do, but like by saying you're the Azalea Banks of Twitter, that would then mean
drag. Azalea Banks of drag.
Of drag. That would mean like you make music for gay people?
I think that just you don't mind a fight.
Oh, she's feisty. Okay,
I think she means like she's feisty. Oh, yeah. Like,
okay, cool.
Let me see if I can find the tweet again, because I saw that right before we started recording and I went, oh, fabulous. Thank you for that. CC Superstar. Superstar. Do I not follow her? There it is. Boop. Where is it? The tweet is, the brainless preteen Drag Race fan hater losers have entered the chat. The thing they don't know yet is I'm literally the Azealia Banks of drag.
Work.
So she's going to be feisty on Twitter, which I like. You know how much I love a Twitter fight.
You know? Do. How many are you going to get in this season? We need to be professional.
I'm not going to get in any fights this season, but I like watching the other ones because I love reporting it on our very successful podcast, Semi-Qualified Queens.
Oh,
oh, but speaking of CC Superstar, what do you think?
Okay, my boyfriend is so shady that when I was playing this on the TV yesterday, he was like, it's giving Walmart Jimbo.
And oh my like, God.
Whoa, where did that come from? Have a snack. And then he's like, but everybody loves Walmart.
She needs some milk.
But everybody loves Walmart. And I was like, wait, I kind of love that in a nutshell. I think at first I was like, huh. It's reminding me of something, but then when she starts to talk, you get to know Cece. That's where I'm like, okay, cool. My interest is piqued. I want to see what they do.
I like it. I like that. I love velvet. So for me, velvet is always fun. It looks like a jester, which is really cool. My only thing is like everyone else is so kind of in the same. Everyone else feels like they're in the same sort of era that Cece. Dressing herself up as a jester looks like she's part of that universe, but not like on that same goddess level. You know?
She's the like, yes, she's the entertainment.
She's dressed herself up as the entertainment. And I'm just like, which is great. You're a party girl. You're here to entertain. But I'm just like, everyone else is giving goddess. I was like, where's the goddess?
The one thing I want to rip off right now is that long triangle piece.
The white piece
right there that looks like a droopy thong. I want to
take it off. Because the black is so rich and the gold is such a beautiful shine that white feels flat.
It's not right. Rip it off. Cece, I want to rip it off.
Rip it off. Or make it shorter.
Honey, no. I want to rip it off.
Okay, she's ripping it off. Yeah. Overall, I do not hate it. I don't want to make it sound like I hate it. I do really like the outfit. I think the outfit's beautiful. And the makeup's really cool. But there's just those tiny little things.
Can't wait to see more. Up next, we have the girlfriend experience.
Okay. The girlfriend experience. The girlfriend experience. We cannot say.
The girlfriend experience. I've known the girlfriend experience for years. This is probably one of the closest people, aside from the Brat Pack, that I know in my lifetime as a drag queen. She was the first person to actually help me with my makeup. She got ready beside me. Like, I watched her step by step. The girlfriend experience is like, I'm so excited for them to be on the show. They're a different vibe for Drag Race. I feel like she's just coming in it with like her body confidence and her not giving too many fucks. I'm going to say it. Like, she has a cool energy about her. And I'm just so fucking proud of her. The outfit
like,
is by
as
Evan
she said,
Clayton.
She's a vibey tea girl, babe.
She's a vibey tea girl. The way she said that, I was like, you better work. So the outfit is by Evan Clayton. All three little pieces of it.
He worked very hard on this.
Evan, that was the fastest costume I've ever made. I know he listens. It's fabulous, but it was a jiffy.
How quick was that?
Yeah. What did you think?
I mean, you know, the thing about the girlfriend experience, and I think that she said that we just call her girlfriend, so it's not a full sentence. So girlfriend, mm-hmm. I gotta get used to saying that. It's so hard. So girlfriend, I love the outfit. It's great. Something about the girlfriend is that she said she is the trans woman walking in vagina first. So she talked about her pussy right away.
Oh, yes.
Didn't even wait till episode one. She said, I have a vagina.
I like it.
I paid a lot of money for it. I have a vagina.
I like it. She knows what to open with.
Have you met her vagina?
Okay, I've seen some videos, and yes, only videos. I haven't actually seen it IRL.
Oh, I met her at ramen shortly after she came to life.
At a restaurant.
We were sitting at eating ramen, and she went, "Do you want to meet her?" And I went, "Sure," thinking I was going to see a photo. And she just looks over, and she just like opens her jeans. And I went, we were private. It was just us two. But I was like, "Oh my God." And she went, "Isn't she beautiful?"
This is what I'm saying. The girlfriend is so body positive and confident. She's from another planet. You're going to have so much. There's going to be so much to look forward to.
And also something I'm really proud about with her, because again, I don't have the history that you have with her, but like I have known her for now, like I think four or five years. Mm-hmm. And she's just one of those people where the moment you meet her, you fall in love. Mm-hmm. You immediately fall in love. You're enamored by her. And that's showing right now on Instagram. Before we started this, Instagram, her reel had 210 views, which is the most viewed out of any launch in Canada.
210K,
which is like for Canadian standards, that's a lot. Like for our little franchise, that's a ton. So she
wanted to make sure it didn't sound like just like 210 period
views. That's it. 210K. Sorry. And then like Pablo Vitar's commented on it. She's getting follows from like all these very, very like huge names. So like I feel like, and this is something that I had said to her privately. I was like, "You're going to be so famous."
I told her that too. Famous. I was like, "You're so beautiful. People are just gonna love you."
So beautiful, and she has this air about her that you just like if she came up to me and said,
"So LA," she is so Los Angeles,
so LA, but the nice part of LA, like a nice person, not
the beautiful, perfect looking part of LA, the Gigi gorgeous part of LA. Yes, like so fun.
But the friendly one, she's friendly. Some LA people are dicks. But if she said, "Juice, can you carry this suitcase on your back up these 1,000 steps?" I would be already up 500 steps. Mm-hmm. Like I would be anything for you, babe. She messaged me one time. She put a call out one time to edit one of her videos. Remember this? Mm-hmm. To edit her nipples out of one of her videos. That thing was in my inbox within an hour, and I spent 8 hours editing it. Without a question.
I don't think Juice has worked that hard on semi-qualified queens since BAMF weekend.
I was sitting there like,
frame by frame.
She was like, "Oh my." She was like, "Thank you, Juice. I really appreciate it." And I was just like, "Anything."
Anything.
Anything for you. Anyways, there's not much I can say about the oven because there's not much there. But why wear anything else when you look like that? You know, she looks incredible.
And I will say it takes a lot of work to have a body like that. So
yes.
Show it off. She's
show
like
it off.
A fitness girly. Mm-hmm.
So next up, speaking of having a body like that, we have Venus, who is from, can you say it so I don't
get it wrong? No, for sure. I had to get it. I haven't had it memorized. She did the really cool way of acknowledging the unceded territories of Vancouver, which is the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh nations. And she's our Métis goddess, looking like a snack, but probably bringing like one of the more entertaining and engaging personalities I've seen in an interview in mm-hmm. so long. And she's exactly like that in person. So I just know she's going to bring it all season. The hair is by Abia. The outfit is by Sean Melmaz. And Coco Pop did the nails. Again, it was a minimalistic outfit.
It was a sarong and two pieces of gold on her chest.
Yes. Yes. But I thought the hair was so captivating. It was almost like, just the way she had the tight eyeliner. She's just so fucking pretty. Venus is one of the prettiest queens I have ever met. I remember when she started doing drag, I was literally like, it's over. It's over for everybody. It's game mm-hmm. over. She's so pretty.
And it's nice that she's kind of like unhinged, goofy. Like talking to her is like an experience, you mm-hmm. know? Like you're not just sitting next to the hot girl who has no personality. Like Venus has more personality than I think I even fathomed. Like she's like a big, big personality, but she's so beautiful that it's just like, it's crazy the juxtaposition between the two. Like I'm obsessed. Could just stand there and be hot, but she's just like, I'm goofy.
She's goofy too. It's like,
she's goofy.
Again,
she's
part
funny.
Of the girly pop crew. That's what that pop. Means. That's what the girly pops mean. They're pretty and funny.
Girly pop. But yeah, everything about her is just perfect and beautiful. And you could, and the outfit's great. Like, you could smear mud on her and then roll her around in chicken feathers, and I'd be like, this is fashion. Mm-hmm. This is perfect, you know?
And I liked her introduction, again, not only to represent her Métis heritage, but also acknowledging that she doesn't tuck. I loved her sassy, spicy way of being like, and when you look down there, like, it just, I like how she's, they're debunking the things that might freak out some of an audience, fringe audience, mm-hmm. or something. I don't know. I just like, I love everyone this season just owning who they fucking are, from denim to girlfriend to everyone. I'm just like, fuck yes, this cast
everyone
is just
has
so confident.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the confidence level in this cast is insane. I feel like I would walk in and almost be like a little taken aback, a little intimidated. I'd be like, oh, I, my god, I'm not this confident, you know, like, holy shit.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and they're all young, but look at them. Like, if we look at the age of most of them, like, not a lot of them are older.
Would Kiki Ko be on the older side? No shade, Kiki. You look fantastic. But is, I don't know her age, but was she maybe?
I think Melinda is more our age, in her 30s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They just obviously
went extremely old with Kitten.
Yeah, Kitten took all the age. Kitten took all the years and all
took
the
all the age.
They took all the age, and everyone else had to be 30 and under because Kitten had had taken all of it. So that's what it feels like. They all feel very young, and
they all look
thin.
So beautiful. What did you think of the overall theme of the promo this year? It's kind of like tropical palm trees.
Sun goddess was the theme, was the ask, is what I heard. Sun goddess. Best ask they've done.
My only thing is that it's like fall time and it just like feels like summer, and I was like, oh, we just finished summer. That was my
only but that's thing. Why I like it, because it makes me think of summer, it makes me think of warmth. I would say for promo wise, theirs, then yours for season two, then I would say season threes, and then season one. Season ones, while we were all like really cool girls, the promo was a mess. Promo was
Priyanka,
a fucking mess.
Priyanka talked about it recently on her YouTube channel, and I thoroughly enjoyed listening to her describe it. It's
how it was
chaos.
Just like everyone was just a different outfit. They gave us literally like a week. Like, it was crazy. Like, I looked incredible. That's all that matters. But it was a mess. So, but this is the most like cohesive. It's the most like realized. It's the most where everyone feels like they make sense together.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense of like we were able to put four of them together as like a Pokemon evolution. That's how much they made sense, you know?
Literally.
So like even Venus and girlfriend look like they would be like a power duo,
mm-hmm.
you know? And almost like you could even put like Neera with Luna almost, and like they would kind of be like some kind of like duo. Like everybody sort of sits like they sort of make sense together when sometimes they don't, you know? Mm-hmm. So
no, I
overall it's
agree.
Just it's a great cast. I'm super excited for them.
We can't wait, and we can share that Juice and I are going to get the opportunity to sit down with each eliminated queen every week, mm-hmm. which is going to be so fun.
So that's the cast of season four. I mean, we can keep gushing about them if we want, but I feel like we should gush on maybe some questions.
Yay!
I know.
Questions!
This question is coming in from Chris.
Hi, Cynthia and Juice. This is Chris from Halifax. With the cast of season four of Canada's Drag Race released, who are you excited to see on the show? And what other queens from Canada would you like to see on future seasons? Thanks so much. Love the pod.
Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You,
I really want to go to Halifax. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, it's beautiful. You've got to go.
I'm jealous.
You've got to go. Go.
Why don't you give me like your top three? Because we just chatted. We just gushed about so many of them. Give me your top three from the season who you would want to see.
Oh my God. Like who I'm excited to be there?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Totally. So Venus, The Girlfriend Experience, and Neera. Those are my three.
Oh my God. So mine, Aurora, The Girlfriend Experience, and Neera.
Cool.
Yeah. So we're close, but we're one off. That's
the funny. Girly pops.
The girly pops. There's something about those girls that just,
yes.
You know, they're so good. And I feel like they're just going to absolutely demolish things. But who do you want to see still on? You know, because if you think about it, the Canadian drag industry is very small. We're running out of girls.
Oh, totally. I think Jerry Lynn or Xana from Cut the Crease, fellow podcasters, yes. they've got the hustle. Xana like puts on a show every other fucking day in Vancouver. Like if someone's mm-hmm. working on their craft, I say fucking go for it. There's a queen. I don't know if you consider Hazel still a baby queen, but like there's a girl in Vancouver, Hazel, who I feel like has a spark. But I'm honestly
it's got
like,
a very Drag Race kind of
a one to watch it. Kind of energy. I always felt that about Venus, and so I think I kind of have a good, good touch. And then Batty Banks, I feel like Batty Banks is such a strong performer. She gave me a complex before a brunch.
Oh my, she gave me a major complex. But Batty has had the most insane glow up over a like 1 year span. So imagine her like in 2-3 months, like it's incredible. I'm a big fan of Batty.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give my top three then. I would love Carlotta Carlisle from Toronto. She's one of my favorite Toronto queens. Big fan of Carlotta. She's very old Hollywood. She kind of gives like kitten vibes, but very like extremely fine-tuned. Everything Carlotta does is thought about from the tips of her hair down to the tips of her toes. Like I love Carlotta. And she can sing, dance, act, whole package. Big fan. Tiffany Ann Coe from Vancouver. Big fan of Miss Pop Star Tiffany. She's great. I love her. I think she would be great TV too because she's a nasty, rancid bitch. And you know what? While we're there, let's say my daughter, Tiffany Box. Let's do two Tiffanys. Tiffany Box, I would love to see.
You better say the other Tiffany.
I would love to see my daughter on there because I already went home first, so they couldn't. I couldn't send my daughter home first. They'd have to keep her around those bitches.
You're like, not on my watch.
Not on my watch. You got to keep that little girl there. She's fun. She's a fun girl.
She is. Good picks. Yeah, good picks. Thank you for calling in, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're excited. For all the SQ Cuties. They're ready for it. Season 4 has got us all hyped.
I know. It's got us excited. So next week, we'll be coming back with more interviews, but we will be starting to review the season once it premieres. Mm-hmm. Can we say who we're interviewing next week? Do we have that confirmed?
Yeah, we're okay. Next week on the podcast, we're keeping it within the family because mm-hmm, I'm literally having my brother on the podcast. He has a new exciting show with the CBC and he's going to come on and we're going to freaking talk about it. And this is going to be the first time we've done a podcast together. He was joking. He's like, God, I had to do something to get on your podcast.
He was like, finally, my God. I'm excited. I'm going to see if I can get you two to start like sibling fighting. So that's what I'm excited for.
I'm going to do it. Get on his side. Mm-hmm. Piss me off.
Oh, I would be on his side 100%. Just to make you crazy. I'm going to be like,
you're both the little brother. You're both the little brother.
So I'll be able to. We'll be able to relate. And I'll be like, Cynthia, stop gaslighting him.
The woman was too stunned to speak.
So thank you guys so much for listening again. We're super excited for season 4. As we were just saying, we hope you guys are too. If you have not had a chance to check out any of the girls, go out of your way. Watch these Meet the Queens. This is maybe the best cast that I've seen on this show since for a time, babe. Like this is a great, very strong cast. So we're really excited for it. Shout out to Crave and World of Wonder for putting together this amazing cast. We're super excited for season 4. But with that being said, if you guys want to be a part of the SQQ fam, if you guys want to have your voice on the show, you can send us a message at Instagram at @SemiQualifiedQueensPod. You can go to Twitter at @SQQPod with the hashtag #SemiQualifiedQuestions, or you can email us at semiqualifiedqueens at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com. Sorry, tongue twister.
And be just like Chris and record a voice memo sent in at www.speakpipe.com/SQQPOD.
Thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week for a little Kiss family interview.
Ah, it's gonna be fun.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.